This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Democratic candidates have been swearing off corporate money, even returning some, to the point that you might think that corporations are sitting out this fundraising cycle. But as Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports, keeping that kind of money out of the race is easier said than done.
Lots of corporate money is still flowing into the presidential campaign, including for Democrats. When candidates say they aren't accepting corporate donations, they're usually talking about avoiding money from a company's political action committee, aka a corporate PAC, because that kind of money is really easy to trace.
But PAC money is only one piece of the larger puzzle.
Zhao Li researches political contributions at Princeton.
Employees and corporate executives and even shareholders can make direct contributions to candidates that doesn't have anything to do with a PAC.
And are much tougher to track. Plus, a group of employees can always get together and coordinate their donations. And with millions of individual donors in this race, it makes it difficult for candidates to figure out where the money's coming from.
It's hard to say I'm not going to take money from individuals if they happen to work for corporations, right?
Another way corporate money seeps into the 2020 race, industry and trade groups. Constance Bagley is a lawyer who advises businesses on their political donations. She says it's safer to give to causes rather than campaigns, but if her clients insist, she tells them,
if you're going to play this game, first of all, be transparent. Second of all, if at all possible, get buy-in from your shareholders.
And if businesses just want to get their message across, they can always buy an ad to say what they want to candidates or about candidates. They'll spend that political budget somewhere.
Corporations are responding to the old adage of if you're not at the table, you're on the menu.
And the tables aren't just in the White House. Bruce Fried runs the Center for Political Accountability, which tracks corporate money in politics. He says companies tend to spend much more at the state and local level.
They'll work through third-party groups like the Republican or Democratic Governors Associations or the legislative campaign committees.
Even if some Democratic candidates don't want that money, the Democratic Party sure does. But all those corporate donations can be risky for business.
Companies face an environment where they have to really be very, very careful about their political spending and what it associates them with.
Because social media sleuths are quick to point out any perceived conflict between a corporation's public position and its political contributions. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.